Angel Dad Never Got to See Justice Served for Son, Killed by Illegal Alien. By John Binder on June 19, 2022. It was Father's Day weekend in the year 2000. Dustin Inman, 16 years old, was in the car with his parents, Billy and Kathy Inman, and their dog. The family was headed to the mountains in North Georgia for some fishing. Also on the road that day was Gonzalo Harrell, an illegal alien from Mexico who had secured a North Carolina driver's license using his Mexican birth certificate. While Billy Inman had stopped their vehicle at a red light, Gonzalo Harrell slammed into the back of them, going 62 miles per hour. The collision instantly killed Dustin Inman and their family dog. Billy and Kathy Inman were both left unconscious at the scene. When first responders arrived, the Inmans and Gonzalo Harrell were taken to a nearby hospital. While being treated for injuries, Gonzalo Harrell fled the hospital. Meanwhile, Billy Inman was treated for his injuries caused by the collision while his wife was in a coma for 5 weeks. Neither was able to attend Dustin's funeral. When Kathy Inman regained consciousness, she was told of Dustin's death. Kathy was left with permanent injuries from the collision, injuries that bound her to a wheelchair. Following the collision and Gonzalo Harrell's fleeing, the Inmans made it their life mission to bring justice for their son. In January 2001, Gonzalo Harrell was indicted by a Gilmer County, Georgia grand jury which charged him with first-degree vehicular homicide, 2 counts of serious injury by vehicle, and reckless driving. In June 2002, a federal unlawful flight to avoid prosecution warrant was obtained by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. In March 2014, the FBI issued a news release seeking the public's help in finding Gonzalo Harrell. Billy and Kathy Inman, in 2018, detailed their son's death and revealed that they had spoken with then-President Trump about their case and their continuing fight to find Gonzalo Harrell, as Breitbart News reported. "I lost my best friend," Billy Inman said. "My little buddy. This is something I want nobody else to have to go through. Our son's been gone 18 years. This man's been walking the streets for 18 years since what he did to my family," he continued. "He's gotten to see his kids grow up and graduate and do something and get married and whatever they do. He gets to hug his kid." Then, about a year later, in June 2019, Billy Inman died at the age of 55. A little over 2 years after Billy's death, in August 2021, Kathy Inman died at the age of 57. Neither were able to see justice for their son, Dustin. The Dustin Inman Society, named in Dustin's honor, continues its grassroots efforts fighting illegal immigration and amnesty proposals in Washington, D.C. The FBI is still offering a cash reward of $2,000 for anyone with information on Gonzalo Harrell. Those with information are asked to contact Crime Stoppers Atlanta at 404-577-TIPS, 8477. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.